जानुलंबिका भुजो कनकथावथो संकीर्तनाय कपितरो कमलाय चक्षो विश्वंभरो द्विजभरो युगधर्मपालो वंदे जगत्प्रियकरो करुणावतारो आजानुलंबिका भुजो कनकथावथो संकीर्तनाय कपितरो विश्वंभरो द्विजभरो युगधर्मपालो वंदे जगत्प्रियकरो करुणावतारो
वंदे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंद सहोदरो गौरलाले पुष्पवंतो चित्रोसंदोधमोलरो निथाय गौर चंद्र की
जय।
We are now sitting in a very sacred place. We should worship the dust of this place with great reverence and devotion. The past time that was performed here is very mysterious and has been deeply contemplated and meditated upon within the core of the hearts of the greatest of our acharyas. After Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped Sri Bhuvaneshwar Mahadev in Bhuvaneshwar, he continued his divine journey to Sri Jagannath Puri. As he was traveling to Jagannath Puri, the ecstasy of his inner nature, which was the love of Srimata Radharani, was intensely longing in separation for the beautiful darshan of her beloved Lord, Sri Jagannath Dev. When Lord Chaitanya came to the village of Kamalapur, he took his bath in the river Bharginadi. The village that we are now in is called Chandanpur. However, the ancient name of this village is Kamalapur. It was here in Kamalapur that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his sannyas danda to Lord Nityananda Prabhu to hold for him as he was bathing in the holy river Bharginadi. After Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in great ecstatic love, he went to visit the temple of Kapoteshwar Mahadev. This temple is just across the river. A few days ago we went to visit it. It's a very ancient temple of Lord Shiva. While Lord Chaitanya was having darshan and worshipping Sri Kapoteshwar Mahadev, Lord Nityananda Prabhu had the custody of his sannyas danda. He playfully spoke to the danda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said that the worshipable Lord of my life, who I am always carrying within my heart, is carrying you. This is not right. And then he broke the danda in three pieces and threw it into the river Bhaginadi. From that time, this river is worshipped by the name of the Danda Bhanga Nadi, the place where the danda was broken. To the right, where we will be going in just a few minutes, there is a temple called Danda Bhanga Gopinath. And it is said that that is the actual place where Lord Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda. And to our left is the place in the river where he threw the danda, the three parts of the danda. After Lord Chaitanya came from Kapoteshwar Mahadev temple, in the village of Kamalapur, they proceeded, and from just close to here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time saw the beautiful chakra of Jagannath temple from a long distance away. Kamalapur is approximately 10 kilometers from the temple itself, or 6 miles. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the beautiful chakra of Sri Jagannath Dev and the flag swirling in the wind above it, he became mad in ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya began to offer his obeisances again and again and again in prostrations to the beautiful form of Jagannath. He began to chant a particular verse. Before this beautiful temple, a beautiful cowherd boy is gazing upon me. He said this again and again and offered his obeisances again and again and again. And then he began to dance in ecstasy. Under the influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, all of his devotees became intoxicated with transcendental bliss. They all began dancing, chanting the holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sometimes laughing, sometimes crying, sometimes he was making all sorts of transcendental sounds and vibrations from his mouth, crying out, and all the ecstatic symptoms of love of God were manifesting on his body. For Lord Chaitanya, that 6 miles appeared like thousands and thousands of miles. The devotees from Kamalapur, after seeing the chakra of Jagannath, began to dance and chant and dance and chant. And as I said, it seemed like thousands of miles away for Lord Chaitanya. In his Shikshastakam, he explains, in separation from Krishna, a moment seems like 12 years or more. Similarly, 1 kilometer seems like thousands and thousands of kilometers away. In the intense ecstasy of separation from Lord Krishna, when they came to the very outskirts of Jagannath Puri, a holy place called Ataranala, there is there a bridge with 18 arches. Lord Chaitanya, upon arriving, came somewhat into external consciousness again. He turned to Lord Nityananda Prabhu and requested, "Please return my sannyas danda." It was at Ataranala that Lord Nityananda Prabhu had to explain. He said, "My dear Lord, When you were dancing in transcendental ecstatic love, you fell down. I tried to catch you. We both fell to the ground, and the danda fell under us and broke in three places. And where those three pieces have gone, I do not know. However, the danda was under my custody. Therefore, certainly it is my offense that it is lost. So you may punish me in any way that you see as fit. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he became a little sad and angry. He said to them, "You have benefited me very much by bringing me to this holy place of Nilachala. However, my danda was my only possession in this world, and you have not kept it properly. Therefore, you may go either before me or after me, but I will not go to Puri with you." Mukunda Dutt, one of the very intimate friends and loving devotees of Lord Chaitanya, he spoke, "My Lord, you should go before us. We will follow behind you, but we will not go with you." At that time, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to swiftly travel to Lord Jagannath's temple. When he came in the sight of the temple and he saw the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath, in great ecstasy, he desired to embrace him. Swiftly he began to move toward Lord Jagannath. And when he came close in the temple room, his ecstasies being beyond the limits, of his ability to continue his external consciousness, he fell to the ground unconscious. And we will continue the story tomorrow. This wonderful story of Lord Nityananda Prabhu breaking the danda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very wonderful. Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to explain how when one takes to the sannyas ashram, one is given a danda. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas from the Shankar Sampradaya. The Mayavadis take one danda, which means that I am God. Everything is one. I am one with the Supreme Brahman. Whereas the Vaishnavas have three dandas, three dandi sannyas, which represent that one's body, one's mind, one's words, and one's very life are completely surrendered to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For a devotee, this is the purpose of renunciation. We do not concern ourselves simply with detaching ourselves from the world just for the sake of being detached. We understand that our constitutional position is that we are the eternal servants of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And therefore, detachment from material life is to completely utilize our entire being for the service of the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained, if we can use something in Krishna's service, to give that up is incomplete renunciation. We should always be concerned simply with how I could best serve. We are not concerned with how I can more be detached, but how I could best serve. And detachment from material enjoyment is required in order to be attached to the service of the Lord. So therefore, devotees strive and struggle by all means to detach themselves from all sorts of material sense gratification, knowing that to the degree we are attached to sense gratification, Maya is cheating us. She is capturing our consciousness and keeping it away from Krishna. However, if we detach ourselves from sense gratification by engaging our words, our actions, our thoughts, and our very life in Krishna's service, service of Guru and Vaishnavas, then we are perfectly situated. And that is the goal and aspiration of all Vaishnavas. Vairagya vidya nitya bhakti yoga shikshastanika purusha purana. Chaitanya vairagya, complete detachment from what? From anything that is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. And knowledge, understanding our constitutional position and the activities required to achieve the realization of our eternal love for Krishna. And bhakti, the acts of devotion. There are 9 processes of devotion, chanting and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aspired only to be identified as Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa 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 Anudas, the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the Lord of Gopis of Vrindavan. And through this prayer he has given us what we should pray for, what we should live for, what our every action, word, and thought should be centered upon attaining. This pure devotion to be the servant of the servant of the Lord. There are 4 stages of sannyas. Bahudha, Kutichak, Parivrajakacharya, and Paramhamsa. When one is in the lower stages, it is a regulative principle to carry the danda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is beyond even the greatest of all Paramhamsas. So why should he carry the danda, which is the regulative principles for the lower orders of sannyasis? First of all, Lord Nityananda Prabhu broke his danda into 3 to make it a 3 danda. A Vaishnav danda. But then understanding that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should not be carrying any kind of danda. He is beyond Paramhamsa. He threw it in the river. Danda bhanga nadi ki. In doing so, Lord Nityananda Prabhu wanted to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the entire universe as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his every desire was simply to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaje Gauranga, Bhaje Gauranga, Bhaje Gauranga, Bhaje Why is it, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, even though he knew Lord Chaitanya would be angry with him, broke the danda? And why is it that Lord Chaitanya, who completely controlled the heart of Nityananda Prabhu, Unless he wanted Nityananda Prabhu to break the danda, Nityananda Prabhu would have never broken the danda. Why is it if Lord Nityananda Prabhu was under the direction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his heart to break the danda, why Lord Chaitanya became angry with him? Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach the principle of humility. Grinarapi sunichena karorapi sunishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. He did not want to identify himself as a paramahamsa. He did not want to consider himself as a paramahamsa. But rather, the Lord, in the role of a devotee, wanted to teach us how important it is to follow the regulative principles of devotional service. He knew that there would be many sahajiyas who claim that when you attain a very advanced stage of consciousness, there is no need to follow regulative principles. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach, however advanced you may be, however great Paramhamsa you may be, still the following of the regulative principles is very, very important and essential in order to guide the people in general on the right path. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna, descended into this world to teach the whole world how to achieve pure unalloyed devotional service. And he taught it in the purest, safest, and most perfect way. Harinam Sankirtan, service to the Vaishnavas, and showing compassion to the fallen souls of this world. These were the main principles that he taught. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day would chant fixed number of holy mantras on his japamala. He would follow very strictly the principles of a sannyasi. When he was a grihastha, he followed the very strict regulative principles of a grihastha. Why? It was his supreme mercy and compassion upon us. He took sannyas and left his beloved mother, a widow, and his most chaste and faithful wife, Vishnupriya, also a widow, and followed the strict regulative principles of a sannyasi, even though by seeing these observance of regulative principles, devotees' hearts would break. Lord Chaitanya told Mukunda, when I follow the austerities of a sannyasi, your heart is breaking. You are holding in your tears. But when I see you, I feel even more sad. For the fallen souls, he accepted these principles. Yad yad acharati sreshthas tat tat evetarochana sa yatramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. What great people do, the common people will naturally follow. Whatever standard they set, the whole world will pursue. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show by his example how every devotee must very carefully and purely follow the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness. And every devotee should think themselves very humble servants. We should not feel ourselves advanced or paramahamsa. You or me, we may think we are very advanced devotees, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered himself the most fallen servant of the devotees. Just to show us how we must be. So this principle of humility was very illustriously exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this pastime. The need to very carefully follow the principles of Krishna consciousness, whoever we may be. That was Lord Chaitanya's message. Then it is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed this leela to take place. But yet, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he wanted the whole world to glorify Lord Gauranga as the Supreme Personality of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hold his ears if anyone called him God. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu wanted the whole world to call him God. Who can understand the transcendental love between these two transcendental brothers? They are one and the same, yet performing two different parts in this divine leela of transcendental love of Godhead and its distribution to the world. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that this leela is very mysterious and it is very, very deep. We may be superficially trying to understand it with our intelligence, but how much do we actually understand what is being spoken in this pastime? What is the message? Only when we have complete faith in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, only when we wholeheartedly, without any other consideration in this world, take total shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, can the depths of the mysteries of this wonderful pastime be revealed within our heart. In this very holy place, Danda Bhanga Nadi, let us pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Let us pray at the lotus feet of the assembled Vaishnavas. Let us pray at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who are performing this leela eternally in this holy place, that we may give up once and for all attachments to our egoistic desires, and wholeheartedly engage our eternal existence as the loving servant of the servant of the servant, and purely serve this great mission of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada by broadcasting the glories, the loud chanting of Krishna's holy name.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare
Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Banga Banga Maji.